one here.
Hi there, Hernan. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service, but also to reduce the price, being that the business is brand new. Hernan, did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
No, I don't have questions. Again, I'm familiar with that kind of stuff. Digital marketing, Google business, SEO, Google ads. I'm familiar. I have a couple more businesses, and
great.
I'm familiar with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so with reduced pricing, being that the business is brand new, you know, all of kind of South Florida, Miami, Boca, et cetera, you're looking at $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. That would be the exact amount, and we would do a website for you as well. You know, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, and a social media campaign, and of course a website that people would be able to see, and that's going to get your phone ringing, okay? Now, it is a brand new company, so for our younger companies, we don't expect you to already have a website. We offer our service, though, on a month-to-month basis, so we want you to see success right from the very beginning. And then, of course, we know that that website is going to generate a steady stream of calls from someone who is essentially choosing you over the competition, and they'll only call you after they have seen that website. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And then, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Like I said, it's on a month-to-month basis. $249 a month is an exact amount. Yes, sir.
$249. What's the commitment? Month-to-month? 1 year?
It is month-to-month, so it's completely at will. There is no contract. So, of course, that means you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can handle or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. It is month to month. As long as you're using the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $249, and that price will never go up on you. So it's a reduced rate for a younger company, but it's not a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's a fixed flat rate.
So, for me, the next step, it would be if you can send me by email what is included in the service. You have mentioned a couple of things. Listing, getting the top of the rank in the area, building a website. You also mentioned something like social media advertising. So please.
So
the service that you will include. Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to tell you. I sent you a text message just now. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear
yeah.
you.
Okay. Yeah.
So I sent you a text message. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website. The link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's a link to our pricing page. And if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I'm typing in my computer right now. So where are you located?
So we're in California, the same as Google and Facebook.
Okay. The local scratch. SEO packages.
Correct. So you'd be looking at the platinum package here. I think that's ideal for your service area.
Give me just 1 second, please. No more. I'm sorry, I'm back. So I see the package right here in front of me.
Right. So I think the Platinum package would be the best package for you, but instead of $599 with a $299 setup fee, like I said, I would reduce the monthly cost down to $249. So that $249 is a reduced rate, being that it's a young company, but we want to make it affordable for you. I mean, your success is our success. And even though there are no long-term contracts, we do know that our clients do keep the service long-term because it is profitable to be on that first page. So, you know, as long as you're using that service, it would only be exactly $249. Now, it says optimized landing page on that Platinum package, but I've already upgraded that to the optimized website. That is typically only part of the packages on the far right side. But I know that the optimized website with multiple pages, multiple tabs, it's more conversion driven. It's more in line with a lot of what consumers will be looking for. So I did give you that website upgrade.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think it's a good price. Let me check the services. Google Business Profile, Bing Local, SEO content creation. You create content for the web page, blogs, and the kind of things?
Correct, yeah. So the website and then all of the different destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So like a website, those directories, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, of course, Apple Maps will be included as well. Those directories talk about your company and services and service area just like a website does. So that helps to boost your ranking. Facebook or Meta ads are included, so you'll have kind of the best of both worlds. Okay, obviously, when someone goes on Google or goes on Bing, when they're on their smartphone or computer or any device that accesses the internet, they're typing in audio, video, or any of the keywords related to your services. Vibe would be one of the options that people will see. And then with the Facebook ads, they don't even have to be doing an active search, but they know they've got a project in the back of their head. When they're on their own Facebook page, they'll see ads for Vibe. It links to your website, gives them the reason and opportunity to pick up the phone to call you. That Platinum package has $100 of Facebook ads included. Even though I reduced the overall cost of the package itself, it still does have $100 of Facebook ads included. Now, unlike a Google click that might be $5 or even $15 per click, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 equates to about 400 clicks from people in your area that could be using your services and would be able to find you without even having to do a search and certainly not having to know your name. I mean, that's the benefit of something like this. Obviously, Vibe is brand new, but you'll still be one of those options that people see when they're in your area doing a search for someone who does what you do. And that's huge. You know, not everyone will decide to call you, but the ones that do will be calling you after seeing your website. So they're excited to speak with you, hoping to work with you. You know, it's a very high conversion rate.
Okay, so call and conversion tracking, account dashboard, lead generation. What is included? What do you mean with lead generation in this?
Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. Now, the website that we will build for you has a contact form. So people can fill out that form, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. So when they fill out that form, you get a text message and an email. So you are generating leads through your website as well. And then, of course, you can call them right back and see what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to get phone calls. Like most of the time, you're just going to get phone calls. But the website does give someone an opportunity, that lead contact form. They can fill that out, and then you can follow up with them. Mm-hmm. You'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. In fact, you're not paying extra for anything. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees.
No, I know. Again, I'm familiar with the topic.
Yeah.
You're not including Google Ads, right?
The Google Ads will be part of the Premier Platinum package. Google Ads are a minimum required ad spend of $300 a month. I mean, that went up from $100 about 5-6 years ago. So it's not always budget friendly enough for some newer and smaller companies. We are Google trained and certified. In fact, if you scroll up right above where it says SEO packages, where it says Google Ads Partner, you can click on that little box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside. It would take you to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. So we could actually do Google pay-per-click ads for you. But like I said, when Google raised the minimum requirement from $100 to $300, it did kind of price it out for some businesses.
No. Yeah. I know. What's your question?
Yeah. I mean, it would cost an extra $300 to do it.
And I think with $300, you will get nothing from Google Ads.
It's a minimum. It's the bare minimum. You would get the bare minimum. Yeah, I don't think that's budget friendly enough for most businesses, which is why I think the Platinum package would be a better product for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. What's next steps?
So, I mean, I would just need a little bit of information from you just to verify, the phone number you want your customers to call, the one you want on your email, connected to your contact page. And then I would schedule a follow-up call with our technician. So you would spend about a half an hour or so. That's where we kind of do the deep dive into all of the services you want to be found for, your service area, everywhere you want to be found. Keep in mind, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods for you. We'll talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, etc. Takes us about 3, maybe 5 business days to build out your website. We're supposed to say Facebook ads take maybe 7 to 10 business days. In my experience, it's usually 7 days or less. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we are speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call?
Which one?
The 786-241-7437?
No, it would be a different number.
Okay, so this is a good number for us to reach you, but what is the number you want your customers to call?
That would be 954. Mm-hmm. 406-1080.
Okay, perfect. And then the business is service based, meaning that there's no like physical address, showroom, location that you would want us to promote for your business online. Customers don't come to you.
Yeah, that is correct.
So one thing, and that's how Google expects it to be. I mean, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. Obviously, you're going out and providing a service. But one thing I did see is when I was searching for what information you might already have online, I found an Angie lead, Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's got the phone number that we are speaking on, not the business number, but it was connected to your phone number. It's got the 15622 Northwest 24th Street. Is that your home? Is that your residence?
It's my home office, yes.
Your home office, okay. So you do receive mail there. Now, if you wouldn't mind having that address, like, just listed, I mean, it would, obviously, speed up the process of getting you PIN verified and things like that. If you can, verify that you do business from your home office, it's not a bad idea to list that. On the other hand, if you want to be certain that, people don't knock on your door, Google has just recently opened up this option. I mean, honestly, by recently, I mean just a couple of weeks ago. Prior to that, if it wasn't like an actual physical location where customers would go, they didn't want to list the physical address, but they want to kind of expedite the processing and the time frame for service-based businesses that operate out of the home, and they're now giving the option of having an address listed. So you could have that address listed on Google. It just does expedite the process of getting you on that first page, and it's kind of a more of a fair deal for service-based businesses. They don't have to wait as long. They usually would have to wait like an extra week or so when you're service-based, but at the same time, it would be listing your home address, and some people don't want that.
Okay, so where can I get the address? Is it a service that Google provide? I got a couple of virtual addresses, and I think doesn't work for Google.
Yeah, virtual addresses would not work on Google, nor would post office boxes or personal mailboxes. It does have to be an actual physical address. It doesn't have to be a storefront, though. And like I said, it's completely your choice. You could just be listed Pembroke Pines, Florida,
Listen. Yeah, I definitely my first option is not listing 15622. No,
you don't want that address. That's fine.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. So
yeah, most people don't.
At this point, that's the only option that I.
That's fine.
I was able to do it. So how can I be friendly with Google? Where can I get an address? What kind of addresses?
Right. So like I said, and I'll try to explain it again. Google doesn't expect you to have a physical address that people could go to, nor would they expect you to have a storefront or anything like that. And Google realizes and knows that most service-based businesses operate out of the home, which is why historically, until a couple of weeks ago, Google would only simply list you city and state, not even your zip code. So Pembroke Pines, Florida, no zip code, which is fine. And we can target anywhere in your service area.
Wait a minute. Can I talk? Can I ask a question? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I was just trying to answer your question.
I'm going to keep the top of the conversation. Let me ask a question from time to time. So that means I need to provide an address, which would be my home office address, but would be not listed. That's what you're
saying? Would not be listed. Google just wants to make sure that you're an active business in the local area. They would either send a PIN card to your home address just to make sure that you operate out of Pembroke Pines, they would do a phone or video verification for you.
Oh, it's the same situation.
You don't have to list
that
address.
Before.
That's fine. It takes about 5 to 10 business days.
I had done that before. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
So I was just asking the question because they did give the option.
Another question that I have is, I really would like to, I know there's a limitation with coverage, the area coverage.
That's why we're doing the Facebook ads. It's going to expedite the expansion process of your listing.
Yeah.
And your coverage.
The question is the following. Is this any way to get list, for example, because my target, city target, areas target is, for example, Miami.
Sure.
Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Boca. So it's not
perfect.
Possible from my Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines is not even in my priority. Is there any way to get list in those ranking at the top? I mean, in Boca Raton, is there any way to do that?
So you can be listed for all of the different places that you want to be found. We will list Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca on your website. And then, of course, we will target those places with the Facebook meta ads, okay? So you'll definitely get calls.
No. Wait. Let's try to keep the track. Let's get the social media advertising out at this point. I'm talking just about...
If you want to be one of the top options in Miami or Boca or Fort Lauderdale on Google in the local listing, you have to look at what we're talking about here. Local listing. Local SEO. Your answer is right there, sir. Are you local to Miami? Are you local to Fort Lauderdale? Are you local to Boca Raton? The answer is no, so you will not be one of the options that people see in the local pack result in Miami. Never. Not unless you have a physical location in Miami.
So not, it's not,
I know you know this because you know SEO. You already know that. You told me you know SEO.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give you the package that will get you found throughout your service area. You're not going to be in the local map in Miami unless you have an address in Miami. Because that makes you local to Miami.
Yeah.
But you already know that. You already know that. Of course you know that.
I know that, but I just want to check if the rule is changing all the time, and definitely something
Google changes all the time, but local is still local. They always default towards proximity when possible.
I appreciate your sincerity. That's fine. That's a problem for me.
But you're going to be found there and get phone calls. That's why the social media campaign is part of this. Okay. So, you know, having your business listed even in and around Pembroke Pines, that's going to get you calls from people that are close to home, right? Your social media campaign can target anywhere you're willing to travel. That's going to get your phone ringing from people in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca. It also does kind of expedite the process of expanding your relevance and authority. When Google sees you're getting phone calls and doing jobs there, it starts to expand your placement in that local map. So you can have your relevance expand outward when you do a social media campaign, okay? So it is something that will benefit your company. And you can be found anywhere in your service area and get phone calls. So, like I said, we don't want to charge you more than you want to spend or you know, do the Platinum Premier package that would target Google paid ads. I don't think that's going to benefit you, certainly not with a $300 ad spend. I think this one is going to be perfect for you. It'll get you found locally in Google and Bing, and then with the social media campaign, we can target anywhere you're willing to travel. It's designed to get your phone ringing, give you the opportunity to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And then, I mean, you know, our clients keep the service because it's profitable. It's at a fair price. I mean, it's listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. Now, I would be willing to take $200 off of that setup fee. So there would just be a one-time setup fee of only $99. That attaches to only the first month. That helps us cover the cost of the SEO content creation, the verification process, the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. But I'll still take $200 off of that setup fee, make it even more affordable for you. So it would be $348 to get started. We would process that payment today. We would do your client interview today. You send us photos by email, and we build out your website. It takes about 5 to 7 business days for us to build out your website. 7 to 10 business days for the Facebook ads, and about 5 to 10 business days maybe for the Google verification process. So we do get started quickly, and no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. It does take a couple of weeks to get everything going completely. In fact, we say 30 to 45 business days for optimum placement and best return on investment. but we do fully expect you to see the return on your investment even in that first month, and that's why we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Would you be available for your client interview later on today?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. It only takes about a half an hour, and you don't have to be in front of a computer.
No, this is really important for me. Time. So if I made a decision, I know we need the time talking to you, so mm-hmm. explaining the business, providing information. You can do it only for yourself. If I made a decision, I'll have the time. I will have the time to talk to you.
Perfect. It's really early in the day, and we do client interviews as late as 6 p.m. Only 4 o'clock today is booked out. So you've got a lot of options for that phone call. And then, Hernan, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you. When someone does, though, fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, what is a good email address either for your business or for you yourself? If it's a personal email, it could still be attached to the contact form. It would just be hidden. No one would see it. It would not be listed on your website. Of course, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well.
You want my email address?
Sure.
Okay. So I will spell it for you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
So H as in hotel, G as in George, L as in Laura, E as in equal, Z as in fever, at 24 number, dash, B as in Bravo, I as in icon, P as in tango, that, net.
Okay. And then, what is your last name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Okay. So kind of an abbreviation of your first name and your last name. I have HGLEZ at 24-bit.net.
That is correct.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez. Perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Now, I'm also, because we're a Google partner, required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. That we are reducing the cost of the service, reducing even the cost of the setup fee, including the website, the social media campaign, etc. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Gonzalez, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, and then I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there.
No.
Is that fair?
I still have questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you and I have to be completely transparent with you. Are you in front of a computer right now?
I am in front of a computer, yes, sir.
Okay. So if you don't mind, take a look at another business that I have, which is 24-bit.net.
Okay.
That's the main one.
So this is for smart homes.
Yes. We are right now, we are in the process of fixing, upgrading the website, adding content, making the website more friendly for Google. So we are in that process right now. Mm-hmm. So you have raised the question to me in this conversation. What is better for us? Put effort on Vibe, or keep focus on 24 bit on that.
So the position that we're actively filling was for the audio video, but the services are related.
Yeah.
And you would not be limited by keyword or search phrase. So if you wanted to promote 24-bit instead of Vibe, we could do that for you. And I would even be willing to extend that same reduction in the cost of the price.
So there's a lot of things already made in advance in 24-bit. For example, we already have a Google My Business. Maybe
right.
Need some work. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a website already in place, and we are working actively right now, getting updates on the website. There's a Facebook page, an Instagram page. There's a lot of things already in advance.
So if that's a company that you want to list and get more traction, more business for, we could certainly do that for you. The things that you have going for you for 24-bit, all the things that you just mentioned, it would still, of course, work for you, but it would reach more people. It would just reach a much larger target audience. We could use the same package that we're talking about, that we were talking about for Vibe, the same SEO content and the same meta ads. And the same price of $249 with a $99 setup fee. Now, if you see success with the services that we provide for 24-bit, we can always talk later on about promoting Vibe as another business for your company. It would be the same price, and I might even be able to waive the $99 setup fee for your second business. But I guess my question to you... My question to you would be, this point, what company do you want to kind of push forward with right now? What company are you wanting to focus on a little bit more as far as generating more traction and more phone calls, more jobs? Is it 24-bit or Vibe?
I'm have to be agree with you. So I think a 24-bit, I think is better because there's a lot of things to do on Vibe right now.
Right.
Will take more time. I pay attention to details. Website, design, images, content. So we'll be a long process with Vibe. So probably in
24-bit
can take this.
Yeah,
I can take this opportunity as a trial as well. Probably 24-bit should be the focus at this point.
I think that's a great idea. And then of course we already have the website 24-bit.net. The name of the company, is it simply 24-bit or 24-bit Advanced Smart Homes? How did you want it branded?
24-bit LLC.
LLC, okay. And now that Northwest 24th Street address, I mean, for 24-bit, there's not a different address or location, is there?
No, it's just the one.
Okay, perfect. And then for 24-bit though, what is the phone number that you want your customers call for that business?
The one that I provided before.
The 1080 number. 954-406-1080. Okay, perfect. So this would be then for 24-bit LLC. I'll read that into the voice verification. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but please do feel free to stop me if you have a question. And then we'll schedule together before the end of the phone call your follow-up call for 24-bit LLC with our client interview technician, okay? So, Mr. Gonzalez, the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Hernan. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have it as 24-Bit LLC. 24-Bit LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Gonzalez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hernan Gonzalez, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Gonzalez, as the owner of 24-Bit LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? You make all the decisions for your company. Now, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Authorized what?
I mean, it is kind of a silly question, but for the billing information, the card that you want to use to pay for our services, you are authorized to use that card, right? It's not a card that you're borrowing from a friend without their knowledge. It's not a card
that you found off
of the street. Yeah. It's just the technical questions that we always have to ask. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Hernan, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, completely.
Well, of course. I mean, it's our job to make sure that people are calling you, and then, of course, it's your job to speak with those people and do the quality work that you've been doing. So I think you're going to be quite successful with this. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month, no contract. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content, all of the destinations, the directories, the manual submissions that we'll be creating for your company. Now, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for 24-Bit LLC online, we ask that you will always let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and then kind of reapply for 24-Bit here, with it being month to month, the setup fee is reduced, the subscription cost is reduced, the social media campaign is still part of this. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 10th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. Now, when the term is completed, Hernan, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and the further reduced amount of just $249.00. And again, that $249, Mr. Gonzalez, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation. If necessary, the service could even be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Gonzalez, all that we do request to prevent the charge to your following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Hernan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Gonzalez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I got it. So I suppose you will send me all this information by writing, right?
Correct, yes. In fact, everything that we just went over in the voice verification before the end of the call will be sent out to you in writing, and we're going to walk through it together. And of course, our client interview technician will be speaking with you if you're available later today. We'll schedule that again before we get off the call. And then we'll be reaching out to you and getting everything started here before the end of the day. Okay?
Okay.
So for that first payment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
One moment, please. Be a MasterCard.
And now, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business card, or the business name on that card?
No, it's just Hernan Gonzalez.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Mr. Gonzalez, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah. There's a kind of refund policies in the company. I don't know. So if you, I chose to give you a phone call. I don't know you exactly, but I really would like to know if there's kind of refund policy or something like that.
Oh, you said a refund policy?
Yeah.
So it is, like I said, month to month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time. If you call us even like a day or two after, like I know it says in the voice verification, you know, please call before your billing date. Today is the 10th of the month. So if you call in that first week of the month, then we can prevent the charge from happening. But many years ago, and I've been with the company myself for 11 years, April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. Many years ago, I did work briefly in the client support department. So I do know for a fact that if you call us after your billing date, you know, that first few days or that first week after your billing date, we would refund that last payment.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm ready with the number.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy.
5-3-4-8-6 0, 0, 0, 2, 0, 9, 1, 2, 4, 7, 0.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027. And then, Mr. Gonzalez, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
804.
Okay. So I have 804 on the back, November or 11/2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Gonzalez, was the card itself 5348-6002-2091-2470?
No, no, no. Wait. No, no. You said 60, 0, the second four numbers. Have you repeated again?
I have 6002 for the second set of four.
No, it's not correct. It's 6000.
Oh, 6000. Okay. So let me go back over that. I have 5348600200912470.
That is correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 15622 Northwest 24th Street, 33028? It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, a moment, please.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So, Mr. Gonzalez, that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Once again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And you can email, of course, 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that business day or the following business day if they get that email late in the day or after hours. You will, like I mentioned, get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And the invoice email has the link to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing in that link. And when you receive that text or email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, gets to you towards the very beginning of that hour, takes about a half an hour or so after that. I could actually get you in at noon. There is still a spot available, just one spot available at 12. I could also do 1 o'clock or 2. This afternoon, we're booked out a little bit, but there's still availability for 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. So anytime between this next hour and 2 or later on.
1 o'clock.
1? 1 o'clock. Okay, so 1 is going to be perfect. Now, it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. Should get to you towards the beginning or right at or near 1 o'clock. Mr. Gonzalez, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll also be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be in on a phone call. I might not be in between phone calls when our technician's ready, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I might not be available for that. I do hope I am, though. It'd be nice to say a quick hello to you, but either way, they're going to give you a call in that 1 o'clock hour. Now, at noon, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated email system will send you a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 1, and in just about a minute or two here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. The calendar invite is just for your records, going to your email inbox. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. The other thing I wanted to do here was to add another layer of protection, just a question and an answer, a little more security on your account. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with 24-Bit LLC, even if it is you, Mr. Gonzalez, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google or even Local Splash, They would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't tell you that within the first few seconds, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing for 24-Bit LLC, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that moving forward, it will bill for $249 on the 10th of the month and not a penny more. So like I said, that's for your protection. Your options for your security question here are the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Gonzalez, which of those would you want for your security question?
What's the question? The city that I was born? And the
city
other one?
You were born in or your first pet's name.
Okay, let's say the city that I was born.
Okay, and then what is the answer?
Havana.
Havana? Okay. Yeah. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like you got a couple of things. The welcome email was sent as well. That does have the client support phone number, the support email, and it also has your username and password, but I'll get back to that in a second. The one that I wanted you to see was the local splash initial invoice. So if you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash, your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So in the body of the email below the, or I should say above the invoice, it says, please click here. Click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. Do you see that?
No. Let me go back to my computer. I got three emails. The invoice, welcome.
Yes.
Which and one are you referring to?
The local splash initial invoice email is the one that we want you to open up. Mm-hmm. And you know, towards the bottom it says access your dashboard. But above it, it's got the invoice. And then above that in the body of the email, it says, hello, Hernan, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the blue click here.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the local splash terms of experience. So that's everything that we went over in the voice verification that's provided for you in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything here because I know your time is valuable, but feel free to scroll through that.
Yeah.
So Google's going to be our main focus, of course. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. 1 out of 10, approximately, will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. For 24-bit, you already have a website, so we don't need to do the custom website for you. If your website ever goes down and you know it's going to be down for more than a week or two, we would be able to build a website for you in about 5 or 7 days as a placeholder, just as something for people to see if your website is needing to be worked on. The great thing about our website, it would be included at no additional cost. Building it, hosting it, maintaining it, even updating it for you would be at no cost. And even if we're making changes or updates to your website, it never comes down. It stays up and active. But again, like I said, that's only if you need to make significant changes to the 24-bit website and you know the site itself is going to be down for a while. Okay, but it is included in that package. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, the line across with your phone number below it and two boxes, we want you to click both of those boxes. One says that you agreed to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages to your phone. And then the other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. So, of course, we want you to click on that box. If you have not already, please click the long box that has an arrow pointing towards it.
I will read it. The whole,
okay.
a document. I will read it. I'll sign up for you.
Perfect.
So just give me, let us finish this call, and I will sit down on my computer. I will read it.
That's perfect. I just wanted to give you the heads up that once you log in or once you put in your name and click on it, it's going to ask you to log into your tracking system. You don't need to do that. It's just our automated system prompting you to log into your tracking and reporting system. At this point, you would get an error message that we're still trying to set things up. The welcome email does, though, have your username and a default password. You cannot change your username. It's in our system as well. It is the phone number, though, that we're speaking on, so very easy for you to remember. The area code is included, but it's only numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username is just 786-241-7437. Again, you can find this information in the welcome email. The default password is BeFriends, which I think is nice, you know. It's something you can change, though, once you access your tracking system. Now, you are all set and squared away on my end. The other email that our system is still in the process of sending you, which is totally fine because it's kind of superfluous at this point, our automated email sends out our automated system sends out an email talking about pictures needed for Google verification. You've already, of course, been PIN verified for 24-bit, so you don't have to even worry about that particular email. But it gets sent out because the process of getting PIN verified is a little bit more comprehensive than it used to be, because Google wants to make sure that every business on the first page, especially, are actual legitimate businesses. You know the process. You've already been through it. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. I really appreciate your time on the phone.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
And, yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
I have been dealing with this from
Absolutely.
Time ago, so let's see. Hopefully,
we're excited for the opportunity.
Together.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time today as well, and we'll be speaking with you a little bit later on today at 2 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I'll send out that calendar invite as well. It's just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, but many people do, and there's no problem if you do. I'm looking forward to getting this going for you, and hopefully I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 2 o'clock. I might not be. We usually have a quick meeting right at that same time. But I'll be talking to you a little bit later on. If we don't speak with you, oh, it's at 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, 1 o'clock. Okay, I might be available at 1 o'clock. All right, but you take care, Hernan, Mr. Gonzalez. You have a great rest of the day, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for your kindness and patience
you so
in dealing
I'll
with this long phone.
Talk to you
phone.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll talk
All
to
right.
you then, sir. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, bye now.